you back here. Listen, I was talking about this going into the break, and I wanted to make sure that I fact-check myself, because that's important, to make sure that I'm on the right page here, that I'm reading the tea leaves properly. I said before the break, there is one person that can classify and declassify, and by the way, he doesn't have to make notations on the outside of the envelope. If Donald Trump declassified everything in government, he had the right and the power to do that. Of course, the deep state wouldn't cooperate. We know he declassified piles of documents before he left office. We know because people like John Solomon were there when they were declassified. And John Solomon at Just the News still waiting to get 10,000 documents that have been declassified that involve the FBI, the DOJ, and a host of other government agencies. That's a fact. Only the president can classify and declassify. And if you don't believe me, maybe you'll believe my next guest, Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Committee Chair, Ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration. Pete, good to have you back.
Always good to be with you, Steve.
You are a guy that worked in the House Intelligence Committee. You know about classification and what you have for clearance to look at different items that come down. The daily briefing for the president, looking at materials, classify, declassify, whatever it may be. How can they raid the man's home under the guise of, well, some bureaucrat in Washington thinks he has 15 boxes that contain some classified material? Classified according to whom? Pete, help me out. I'm mad as hell.
Well, there's a bunch of people that have the ability to classify information as it's gained, as we steal secrets from our enemies and those types of things. There is one person in the U.S. government. At their discretion, they can declassify information, by just saying, telling someone, I want that information declassified. And that is the President of the United States.
Let me ask you this for clarification. Does he have to tell somebody? Does he have to check in with somebody and say, I've declassified this? Or can he say, this is all declassified because I deem it so. I've made this decision. And if he takes declassified information home, because the other thing that they're saying, that he took this classified information after he left the White House. He was at home in Mar-a-Lago on the 20th of January. I know. They had to bring Air Force One back, remember? Because he didn't go to the inauguration. He didn't go back and take anything after the fact. This is all bogus. All of it.
It reeks of partisan politics. As you said, the president, he doesn't have to send out a long email, a memo, an official Justice Department document saying that these documents are now declassified. He can do it, and he can say, he can look at a stack of paper and say that's declassified. Obviously, if he wants that information to be shared with the public at large and those types of things, then he has to tell someone that. But, I'm not a lawyer. It would be a very legal case where if someone comes to him and says, well, you have these documents in your box that say they're classified. And he just says, oh, you know what? I declassified those before I left.
And so,
which he did do.
Right. That would be the bottom line. There's no argument there. This is the most unprecedented dishonest thing. I've got people on both sides, if I consider Tulsi Gabbard to be both sides, which I do, by the way. I believe Tulsi Gabbard, although I may not agree with her on a number of things, I believe her to be honest and to have integrity. And when she says this is out of bounds, this is unprecedented, this is wrong, and have people like Kevin McCarthy saying, preserve your documents, Merrick Garland. Think about this. Merrick Garland almost sat in the United States Supreme Court. Thank God we dodged that bullet. This guy is a partisan hack, and they've militarized, not just weaponized, they have militarized the intelligence branches of the United States government. That's what it looks like to me, Pete.
Well, I mean, you go through the history here of where the FBI has been involved in elections, and this all revolves around the fact that we have an election coming up in less than 100 days. In 2016, the FBI, the CIA, the director of national intelligence were all up front and involved in the Russia hoax, not up front in public, but behind the scenes, perpetuating the myth of this Russia hoax. In 2020, it was the FBI that fabricated the Whitmer kidnapping here in Michigan, that tarred and feathered those people who were affiliated with Donald Trump as being people who were prepared to kidnap and perhaps harm the governor of Michigan. You don't think that damaged the Republican movement in the 2020 election here in Michigan? At the same time,
of course it did.
The same
people. But let me ask you about something right there. I want to ask you about something right there. That whole FBI hoax. Listen, there were more FBI agents and informants involved in that than the potheads that they tried to frame for it and had acquitted here recently, right? But
that's
here's
right.
The question. Did the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, unprecedented and unseemly and completely out of bounds, did that push Donald Trump closer to being reelected than if it had not happened? Because I'm seeing here on the Getter live feed right now, Diane Rapp, for example, says, I believe the FBI may have just gotten Trump elected in 2024. I think she may be right.
It's exactly what I said to my wife last night. Yeah, we will go back and look at what happened yesterday and say that is the day that Donald Trump got elected. Because to even the people in the middle, this goes out of bounds. And it demonstrates that on the left, we now have people who believe that government controls the lives of American citizens and not vice versa. This country was founded on the principle that we cede authority to government. And you know what? We can take it back. And I think more and more people see themselves in a position where this government is going after them. It's much the same as what, you know, we've talked about frequently, the farmers in the Netherlands. Government has gone too far.
Gone way too far.
Build back better.
And it's Canada attacking the truckers. It's the Netherlands attacking the farmers. It is the people in America leaving the border open and telling them to fend for themselves as we sit here and look at this mess after mess. 87,000 IRS agents coming. If they can raid Mar-a-Lago, do you think those 87,000 agents are your buddies? They're coming to help you out?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. There's not enough billionaires for those 87,000 new
close.
IRS agents going. There's only one group that they're targeting. It's ours.
You.
It's us. And we've seen it before, right? We saw this under President Obama, where the IRS targeted conservatives and conservative organizations. And now they're going to have 87,000 more to go after small businesses, to go after conservatives, anybody that they don't like.
And by the way, this all comes with the backdrop of the first time that I don't know that this ever happened. Somebody being held in contempt of Congress, arrested, charged, and convicted as Steve Bannon was. Again, they have weaponized the entire political system. They're weaponizing political speech by attacking Donald Trump for a speech that he gave, and he said, now go be peaceful. Whatever. Be safe. They turned down the National Guard for him. Pete, sit tight. I'm really a bit wound up today. So sit tight. I'll be right back. On the Steve Gruber Show with Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Committee chairman. He knows a thing about classification. He knows a thing about the government and how it works and how it doesn't work. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million.
Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods of Michigan Company, committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.